Tracks or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Major victories for U.S.-related forces in Iraq. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
In Syria, ISIS is driven out of a city it once referred to as its capital, as U.S.-backed forces are now in full control of Raqqa. The city had been used as a base by the group to plan attacks abroad. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says U.S. forces carried out airstrikes against 2 ISIS training camps in Yemen on Monday, the first such strikes to specifically target ISIS in that nation, and it reportedly killed dozens of fighters. I'm Chris Barnes.
Nebraska authorities say a man is facing assisted suicide charges after he allegedly helped his girlfriend take her life after she told him she had terminal cancer. However, there's a twist in the case. Investigators say they didn't find a trace of cancer in her body. Court records say a pathologist performed an autopsy but didn't find any cancerous masses or tumors. Matthew Stubendeck of Weeping Water, Nebraska told police his partner killed himself on August 5th after saying she had cancer. USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
The NFL holding meetings about the national anthem controversy. Scott Pringle has the story from New York.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has made it clear he wants players to stand for the national anthem, and he's invited some high-profile players to this owners' meeting to discuss the kneeling and the protest during the national anthem, which has caused a lot of anger among some fans. However, it appears Colin Kaepernick, who started the whole thing by kneeling last season, was not invited. The quarterback remains unsigned and just filed a grievance against the NFL, claiming the owners have conspired not to sign him. In Lower Manhattan, Scott Pringle, New York.
A major hack has attention turned again toward North Korea's hacking forces. Here's correspondent Bill Zinfer.
The heist is being blamed on the Lazarus hacking group based in North Korea. That according to a cybersecurity expert who spoke with the Reuters news agency. The hackers attempted to steal $60 million from Taiwan's Far Eastern International Bank, but bank officials say they were able to recover all but $500,000 of the money. The Lazarus Group was also linked to last year's $81 million cyber heist from Bangladesh's central bank.
Marijuana growers and distributors in Toronto could be losing their support from one of the world's largest stock exchanges. Officials with the Toronto Stock Exchange say they'll contact all companies to determine if they comply with U.S. federal laws. If they're found to be in violation, they could ultimately be delisted. For more of the latest news, join us at usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! We're going to be talking about brave Americans today. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Well, a sharp salute is well-deserved to all of the Air Force Academy and Naval Academy football players who had a barn burner of a game last weekend. No, my best-laid plans to get tickets to the game didn't work out, but that's probably a good thing, because one man can only watch so much college football in one weekend. And I spent every second of Saturday evening glued to the TV watching my home state battle royale, where the Michigan State Spartans hung on to beat the Michigan Wolverines.
Only the hard and strong may call themselves Spartans. Only the hard. Only the strong.
Spartans! What is your profession?
Go Sparty.
Oh, that's good to hear. Hoo-ah! Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks healthy. He's back for duty. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is standing tall and looking good like a happy camper. What's up, Skip?
Well, Colonel, you're reading me pretty good because I am very, very happy. You know, every year about this time, I get that killing itch. Not because I'm a Marine vet, but because it's the opening week of archery deer season. Finally, just a few days ago, I had my first encounter with Bambi. I am happy, but Bambi is less than enthused.
Thanks, Skip. We're proud to have the Eisenhower Center, and after the impact of studio sponsors, they do wonderful things for people with traumatic brain injury, specifically military, veterans, professional athletes, and first responders. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com. Here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to salute the veteran heroes at the Las Vegas shooting. Then contributor Laura Cheerio will discuss the symptoms of traumatic brain injury. You may be surprised to hear what they are, and they're very similar to and treated often the same way as post-traumatic stress. And Vietnam veteran Glenn Hamey will critique Ken Burns' documentary on the Vietnam War. He liked some of it and didn't like some of it. Of course, we'll cover Service Academy football, especially last week's game where Navy played Air Force.
Hey, troops. Please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station, and then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
On October 3rd, Democrats on the House Veterans Affairs Committee boycotted what should have been a friendly roundtable discussion about reforming health care at the VA. The Dems didn't like the fact that Concerned Veterans for America would be part of the discussion. CVA had run a lengthy bipartisan study on fixing the VA. One would assume that that would be a good qualifier. Instead of coming to the table to discuss solutions to the broken VA healthcare system, these members put something else ahead of the care of our veterans. As of now, the only program offering veterans healthcare options outside the VA is expected to run out of money this December or January, putting pressure on lawmakers to implement a permanent health care choice plan before time runs out for the veterans depending on it.
I've heard CVA described as being a right-wing organization. In the years I've been working with them, I haven't noticed that. Indeed, that their major study on the VA had a Republican and Democrat co-chairs is an example of being bipartisan, in my mind. You know, taking a knee isn't cool, Congress critters, so get to work. It's time for our Congress to put aside this petty bickering and honor our veterans. Get to work.
I like your analogy, Colonel. Yes, taking a knee in the halls of Congress definitely is not cool. These representatives, regardless of the letter after your name, were sent to Washington by their constituents to do what's right for them and all of our country. The least you can do is show up to work. China's first overseas military base in the small African country of Djibouti is probably the first of many the country intends to build around the world, which could bring its interests into conflict with the U.S., according to American intelligence officials. According to those officials, quote, China has the fastest modernizing military in the world next to the U.S., end quote. And that will create new areas of intersection, potentially conflicting security interests between China and the U.S. and other countries abroad. China's People's Liberation Army announced the establishment of a logistics support base in Djibouti in July, saying it would back up China's military's naval escort, peacekeeping and humanitarian missions in Africa and Western Asia, as well as military exercises and emergency evacuation. As part of China's expanding military and economic clout, the country is taking a stronger stance on territorial claims in the South China Sea, relations with Taiwan, and in promoting its trade initiative. Where Chinese interests conflict with the U.S., Beijing is, quote, actively seeking to undermine U.S. influence, end quote, according to the American intelligence officials. The rare comments on how our intelligence agencies view China's ambitions come as President Xi Jinping seeks to consolidate support at this month's Communist Party Congress, held once every 5 years. President Trump plans to visit China next month and, while the two countries have found areas of cooperation, including over UN sanctions against North Korea, they have unresolved disagreements over trade, Beijing's territorial claims, and Syria's civil war.
China is definitely in empire growth mode and is a ruthless competitor. They have been North Korea's major supporter for decades, and they have permitted, if not encouraged, North Korea's nuclear expansion. Indeed, our government was about to confront China about their trade war and claims in the South China Sea when the North Korea crisis made us drop opposition to China everywhere and seek their help to deal with North Korea. A coincidence? Maybe.
President Trump had announced that as part of his Afghanistan strategy, warfighters would see restrictions lifted and authorities expanded. Taliban forces no longer have to be engaged with American units or with Afghan units being advised by Americans to be hit with airstrikes. Looser rules of engagement have long been advocated by a number of officials. Prior to the change, Taliban forces in training camps and assembly areas were not targeted, in essence, creating safe havens. Now, Taliban bases are being hit. Furthermore, American advisors will now be pushed to battalion and brigade headquarters to get them closer to Afghan units engaged in combat. American aircraft can often only provide close air support when the units have American advisors.
This is just plain good news, and at last we're more concerned about protecting our troops than offending someone.
Well, it's incredulous to me, Colonel, just how long we've operated in Afghanistan literally with our hands tied behind our backs. And you wonder why the Taliban had a resurgence? Right there. It was our own politicians' stupid fault. If you're not going to fight to win, why fight at all? Our condolences go out to a true American hero. This past week, as winds pushed wildfires rapidly through Napa, California, one of our country's greatest generation was unfortunately left behind. 100-year-old World War II vet Charles Rippey and his 98-year-old wife Sarah were unable to escape in time. Their son, Mike Rippey, discovered their bodies on Tuesday and said his father Charles appeared to be heading to the room of his wife when he was overcome by the smoke and flames. Mike said, quote, "My father certainly wouldn't have left her," end quote. Charles met Sarah in grade school in Wisconsin, and they had been together ever since. They celebrated their 75th anniversary last year. They both attended the University of Wisconsin and were married in 1942, before Charles Rippey served as a U.S. Army engineer in World War II. There lies a hero in the hills of Napa.
And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum coming up on Front Lines of Freedom. I'll share comments by the Colonel, and then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. And then we'll talk traumatic brain injury and what it looks like, how it feels, and how it's cured with Front Lines of Freedom contributor Laura Chirio. At ease, troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, your front door is the number one preferred entry point for home invaders. On average, it takes 5 seconds to break down your solid steel security door. To prevent this, reinforce your door frame by doubling the 2x4s and by using longer, case-hardened screws to attach the hinges to the door frame. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Fewer than 1% of Americans will serve in our military, but those who have are generally the kind of people our nation needs. As the gunfire rained down in Las Vegas, a country music festival turned into what was described as a war zone, with over 59 dead and some 500 wounded. And U.S. veterans sprang into action to protect those around them and helped others find cover, evacuated the injured, treated the wounded, and did what they do best, put themselves in harm's way for the good of others. Here are a few of their stories. Former Marine and Iraq vet Taylor Winston, 29, was dancing with his girlfriend when the gunfire started. As injured people fell around him, he helped throw a bunch of people over a barrier fence so they could escape. He knew he couldn't actually fight back, but he could drive, he said, so he stole a truck and started transporting victims. All told, he transported between 20 and 30 people over multiple hospital runs. Army veteran Colin Donahue, who served in Iraq, told Fox News that, quote, words can't describe the horror of what happened that night. His training kicked in as he realized what was happening, and he began to usher others in an attempt to find safety and treat the injured. Quote, we started to take care of those who were injured. There were a lot of people, and it gave me the chills because there's nothing I could do. I'm not a doctor, but you have a lot of people out there helping out, he said. When Marine vet Scott Yarmer heard the gunfire, he didn't freeze or panic as many of the non-vets around him did. The second time it went pop, 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 I grabbed my buddy, and I was like, we got to go, and we started pushing people out, trying to get them to get up, because people were just standing. I don't know if they thought it was part of the show or what, but he was like, just get out, let's go, he told Fox 31 in Denver. Yarmer moved people to cover, waited for a break in the shooting, and moved again. With deployment experience in Iraq and Afghanistan, Army vet John Tampion knew to look for shelter for those around him, including his wife and friends. Quote, we kind of got down and got out of the way over by the bar area. We turned over some tables. We didn't really see any way to tell what was going on. We didn't know if there were shooters outside the concert, Tampion told KHQ News. He was able to move his family and friends to safety. And, after pushing his wife under the bleachers, former Army Ranger Robert Ledbetter started treating the wounded, using a passerby's flannel shirt as a tourniquet and giving other first aid, he said. He wanted to save more people, but he couldn't avoid the barrage of bullets. Quote, I'm saving people or trying to do my best, but it got to the point I saw people all over, laying where we used to be standing, just laying there and nobody getting to them, and I couldn't get out of there, he told the AP. So a Frontlines of Freedom salute to these brave veterans who clearly are still serving our nation. And I'm sure there were many others that we haven't heard about. These are honorable Americans, and no one cares what their political leanings are. That didn't affect what they did or who they did it for. That's the American way. When disaster strikes, we pull together, as we did during the disasters in Texas and Florida, and it's still happening in Puerto Rico and other Caribbean islands. And then there are the total blankety-blankety-blanks who need to share their hatred, even and especially at times like this. The absolute worst of them was Haley Geffmangold, a CBS vice president. She blamed Republicans for not supporting blanket gun control legislation. Then she wrote, quote, I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans are often Republican gun toters. Later she was fired. Should we have more debate? Sure. There are more guns and more gun crimes in America than any other place in the world. Hey, but let's not forget the killings happen on the streets of big cities like Chicago, a city of strict gun control where gangs continue their slaughter and City Hall can't stop them. There are guns in the suburbs and rural areas, yet they aren't killing fields. So if we're going to have another gun debate, can't we at least discuss the culture, too? We know that attendance continues to drop at centers of worship, as we discussed last week, and the political, cultural elites who frame our gun and other debates often mock church attenders as religious fanatics. You know, as America abandons religion and God for entertainment, we consume unprecedented amounts of drugs to mask our emotional and mental pain. Even so, when the shooting began in Vegas, Americans selflessly helped each other, comforted each other, risking and giving their own lives to save each other. I'm proud of how America responded, and those are my comments. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Next, we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, who's back for duty. Welcome back, dude. What do you have to share this week, Roland?
Colonel, for more than 50 years, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, has had the mission to make breakthrough technologies for national security. DARPA dates back to the launch of Sputnik in 1957, and the commitment by the United States that from that time forward, it would be the initiator and not the victim of strategic technological surprises. DARPA has repeatedly delivered on that mission, transforming revolutionary concepts and even seemingly impossibilities into practical capabilities. The ultimate results have included not only game-changing military capabilities, such as precision weapons and stealth technologies, but also such icons of modern society as the Internet. The sponsor of Sputnik in 1957 led not only to the creation of DARPA, but also to the development of the world's first satellite-based navigation systems. U.S. scientists tracking Sputnik via the radio signal it transmitted noted the Doppler effect on that signal's frequency. That observation led to the realization that mobile assets might be able to keep track of their location by measuring the Doppler shifts of signals transmitted from space. In the early 1960s, DARPA and the Navy built and launched into orbit the Transit System, a constellation of high-flying satellites linked to computers aboard submarines. The system provided rudimentary satellite-based geolocation. A separate follow-on program called Navstar was launched in the 1970s. Navstar went further by having an array of satellites transmit signals synchronized with the use of onboard clocks. These systems provided submarine operators with increasingly accurate determinations of their location and allowed targeted ballistic missile launches from under the surface. GPS was a revolutionary innovation for the attack submarine world. However, the GPS receivers were furniture-sized equipment, with the smallest versions being over 50 pounds. Due to demand for wider access to GPS within the military, DARPA launched its miniature GPS receiver program to shrink the size, weight, and power requirements of GPS receivers. The result was a GPS receiver the size of a cigarette pack that was fully digital, lightweight, and battery-operated. The widespread deployment of those miniaturized GPS units transformed the military and allowed for precision launches and guided targeting. And as every owner of a smartphone knows, you can now even get that precise location right from your phone. Today, DARPA is investing in radically new technologies that have the potential to deliver GPS quality position, navigation, and timing information for military operations where GPS is not available. The system will have measurement devices that use chip-scale self-calibrating gyroscopes, accelerometers, and pulse laser-enabled atomic clocks and microwave sources. I don't know what any of that stuff means, but I bet you anything, it's probably in my brand new iPhone sitting here. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. You are one amazing guy. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the symptoms of traumatic brain injury with Laura Cheerio. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups, 50 of them, then stand at ease. Spartan Nash is proud to sponsor Frontlines of Freedom. As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, our MDV military division exists to serve our military heroes and their families, both at home and abroad.
We see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served at our 159 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations in 47 states.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are getting close to health care. We'll come up in the early to mid part of next year. We're going to have a vote. I think we already have the votes. We feel confident we have the votes.
President Trump speaking to reporters about health care among a wide variety of issues, but he also took a shot at former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who said she supported NFL players kneeling and disrespecting the anthem.
And if Hillary Clinton actually made the statement that in a form sitting down during the playing of our great national anthem is not disrespectful, then I fully understand why she didn't win.
The president also has to find a new nominee for drug czar, as GOP Representative Tom Marino, Pennsylvania, has pulled his name out of consideration. Trump called Marino a fine man and a great congressman and reluctantly accepted his decision to withdraw from the nomination. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Well, as we all know, back-to-school shopping can be expensive. Joining us again is award-winning news and tech journalist Andrea Smith to talk about some of her back-to-school favorites. Welcome, Andrea.
Oh, thanks for having me, Angie. Acer's Aspire R15 is a convertible notebook. It's got a 360-degree hinge, so it transforms from a laptop for doing the schoolwork to a tent or tablet mode for kicking back and watching a movie in the dorm room. So you can get this on Amazon for under $800. Students are using open Wi-Fi on campus, so it's really important to protect that with software like Kaspersky Total Security 2017. It protects you from those online threats, so your data and privacy are always protected, even when you're using this open Wi-Fi.
All right, Andrea, where do we go for more info?
For more information on all these back-to-school items, head over to dailylounge.com.
Excellent. Thanks. Well, I'm now always glad to have you, Andrea.
Thank you, Angie.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Truth, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. The team of the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact really helps our troops who suffer from traumatic brain injury. They also help professional athletes and first responders. These are great folks. Learn more at eisenhowercenter.com. Not by coincidence, I guess, it's a pleasure to welcome to the show Frontlines of Freedom's contributor, Laura Cheerio, who happens to work at the Eisenhower Center. Among other things, Laura helps people with traumatic brain injury at the Eisenhower Center, and that's one of the reasons I want her here. So welcome aboard, Laura.
Thanks for having me, Denny. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Hey, Laura, you're also in the Michigan National Guard. Take a minute and talk to us about what you do with the Guard and what the Guard did and what you might have done during the crises in Texas and Florida, that area?
Sure. I am a captain in the Michigan Army National Guard. I am a medical service officer. So I work for basically a mobile treatment hospital. Recently with the hurricanes in Texas and in Florida, Michigan National Guard was put on activation to assist with the crisis in both Texas and in Florida. But based on the amount of need and the amount of soldiers who responded down to both of those states, the Michigan National Guard was taken off those missions. But it's always something to stand ready for when you're in a National Guard. It's always a call to defend the country, both abroad, but at the stateside level as well.
That's very true. The Guard can be federalized and work for the president and be sent anywhere it wants to, but working for the governor, you help your state and you help the governor as the governor helps other states. So you can be used almost anywhere, can't you?
Absolutely. The National Guards throughout the entire country right now have been pretty busy helping out Puerto Rico and Florida and Louisiana and Texas and now in California. So part of the mission of the Guard is to stand ready at all times.
And that means a whole lot. Okay.
Absolutely.
Our main topic for today is traumatic brain injury. And particularly the symptoms, because I believe that the majority of people in the country don't know the symptoms of traumatic brain injury. So therefore, if they or someone they know might have it, they wouldn't know how to recognize it. So would you start by telling us what traumatic brain injury is, how you get it, and then go to the symptoms?
Sure, absolutely. And I'll be speaking more specifically to veterans and traumatic brain injury. Now, the main cause of traumatic brain injury among OIF and OEF veterans with the war in Iraq and Afghanistan are more related to blast exposure, so IED blasts, motor vehicle accidents, and gunshot wounds, more often than not related to IED. The DOD and the Defense Veterans Brain Injury Center estimates that 22% of OEF and OIF combat wounds are brain injuries, whether they be mild traumatic brain injuries or severe traumatic brain injuries. 22% are coming from the combat wounds. And now they're increasing for the number of veterans who have traumatic brain injury. You know, our battlefield medicine has really increased. So a lot of the injuries that would have been in Vietnam deemed as unsurvivable, our battlefield medicine has increased so much that more of these wounds are becoming survivable. But based on just the type of warfare that we're fighting now, traumatic brain injury we find is increasing in these wars with things like improvised explosive devices.
So therefore, you'll get a traumatic brain injury basically when your brain bumps very hard up against your skull. Is that a safe assumption?
Basically when, you know, regardless of the type of headgear that you wear, I mean, we would always encourage, just like the military does, to wear the proper headgear. However, your brain still moves within your skull. So based on, you know, a motor vehicle accident or a high blast exposure, just that amount of blast exposure to your brain still can move around in your skull. And so it still cause internal bleeding in your brain, different hemorrhaging or impact to different areas of the brain, causing a traumatic brain injury.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing traumatic brain injury with Laura Cheerio. So, Laura, every time you shake your head or bump a wall or football player, soccer player, there's a bump, but those don't always cause injury, or is the injury so minor that it heals instantly?
No, it doesn't always cause an injury. You know, there's. I'll go over some of the signs and symptoms of what a traumatic brain injury might look like. And a lot of times, studies have shown that really the signs of and symptoms of traumatic brain injury sometimes don't even present until a year and a half to 2 years after the accident. So a lot of times what we find with post 9/11 veterans is that, you know, they were exposed to this blast, they picked up their gear and they drove on, and, you know, later on they might have had few symptoms following the accident, but, you know, when they came home and they started to reintegrate and a year and a half to 2 years after the accident, finding out some of these signs and symptoms and not always putting together that these signs and these symptoms of the traumatic brain injury are related to that blast injury, and then later on find out that they might be diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, that's a real important thing to understand, that if you break your arm, you break your arm, and you can often see it, and if not, you can feel it instantly and you know what it is. That's not necessarily the case here. I'm sure there are times when you can tell it instantly, but I suspect in most cases that's not necessarily the case. That's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the brain is a very complicated system, and so it can really manifest itself in very different ways in different people. So I'll go over some of the physical effects, the cognitive effects, and some of the behavioral effects of traumatic brain injury, but it's really just important to be known that, you know, just as each one of us are very different, so is our reactions to what a traumatic brain injury looks like on each individual. Some of those behavioral effects might include, you know, just becoming frustrated easily, you know, very low frustration tolerance, easily angered, and just acting out without thinking before acting. And some of those cognitive effects, and sometimes these cognitive effects are even more frustrating to deal with and recognize, because one person might feel like what they once were, they no longer are. And these cognitive effects are sometimes hard to deal with. But some of those include just forgetfulness, having trouble staying on task, repeating things and not understanding that you're repeating them, trouble making decisions. So whether they be big decisions or even very minute decisions, sometimes just the act of making a decision becomes very difficult. A lot of times people that come home from Iraq or Afghanistan with a blast injury, you know, even the smallest decision, going to the grocery store and trying to pick a box of cereal out of the hundreds of boxes that are at the store can sometimes be overwhelming. But really, trouble with attention, paying attention and staying on task, again, with difficulty concentrating paired with the attention, and just overall decrease in cognitive abilities. And some of those physical effects include difficulty speaking, changes in your sense of taste or your sense of smell. Depending on where the brain is injured, these symptoms might be different, but people sometimes experience changes in their sensory. Difficulty with balance, so their equilibrium might feel off, and that might be very apparent to them. Loss of overall energy, and sometimes that's very well misunderstood by the veteran and by the family member, because they're just having lack of interest in things, loss of energy. Some of the most common include headaches, sensitivity to light, sensitivity to noises, trouble hearing. Sometimes you have trouble hearing that could be related to the brain injury, but also just the noise that a blast exposure can make. So those are really some of the most common symptoms of traumatic brain injury.
That makes sense, and that gives us a start. There's a lot more to cover on this, and Laura is going to stay with us. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. It's still nice and warm outside, troops, so go out on your lawn and do 103 push-ups. Hey, that's how many I do every day, so you should be able to do them easily. Then do 20 more sit-ups and take a break, but stay in the area. Laura and I will be right back.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. This is the final formation for this hour. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show contributor Laura Cheerio. We've been discussing how one gets traumatic brain injury and what some of the symptoms are, because an awful lot of people don't know what the symptoms are. So you could be suffering from it and not know it, or a friend or neighbor or relative could be, and they don't know what it is. So that's our goal. Laura, you just got through laying out some of the symptoms. I suspect, since the majority of our people in the military are male, and the male ego being what I know it is in me, I don't want to easily admit that there's something wrong with me. I want to think it's something I can muck it through, something I can take care of, or maybe it's nothing really wrong. It's just those other people, like family members, that aren't reading me right. I suspect getting through that is probably one of the biggest hurdles. Am I right?
Yeah, I think that sometimes these symptoms can be very easily misunderstood, and these changes might not be able to be easily recognizable. Some of the symptoms are very similar to symptoms of post-traumatic stress, and so a lot of times they can be very confused. As a family member, it's even more confusing because you see these changes in behavior and the physical changes, but if the person themselves, the veteran, is not understanding, it makes it hard on the family as well. And if you're, if you're a family member or if you're a veteran who has been exposed to a blast injury or motor vehicle accident, a gunshot wound where you feel like you might have a traumatic brain injury, some of the symptoms, if they persist longer than 3 months, and we would definitely just recommend getting an assessment for a traumatic brain injury. And some of those include just feeling more tired than usual, self-medicating. So if somebody's self-medicating, whether it be alcohol or other drugs, smoking more often than usual, if they're just genuinely not feeling like themselves, if they're very impulsive, not sleeping very well, becoming frustrated easily, if these symptoms are affecting daily life and lasting longer than 3 months, we definitely recommend, getting tested for traumatic brain injury. But it's important to be noted also that comorbid with traumatic brain injury is often diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. Not all the time, but some of these symptoms are also very similar.
And you could probably get them from the same series of events, couldn't you?
Well, it's likely, yes.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the symptoms of and treatment for traumatic brain injury with Laura Cheerio. Laura, the After the Impact program that you play a big role in, it is primarily for veterans or active or military people, but also they treat professional athletes and now first responders, right?
Yes, that's right. It's an incredible dynamic to watch happen with combining the three different populations. What we find is that people from these walks of life coming from these populations have very similar characteristics. So a lot of times they're very mission focused and team driven, and they understand hard work and dedication and determination and what it means to have a battle buddy, and they understand practicing for the fight and for the big game and things like that. And It's such a fascinating dynamic to watch happen, but it really provides an environment that's very conducive to learning and a very therapeutic environment. You know, the veteran often looks up to the first responder and the NFL player as somebody that they watched for a long time growing up. But at the same time, the former professional athlete looks up to the first responder and the veteran that they've dedicated their lives to something bigger than themselves. And those mentalities just really come together and they mesh greatly, you know, just being able to provide that environment for holistic learning and a therapeutic environment.
You know, so there's healing is there and different strokes for different folks. Probably if we both broke our arms would heal pretty much in the same way. But this is a different kind of wound. But it's really a wound. Correct me if I'm wrong, Laura. This is not something wrong with you unless being wounded, being hurt, being injured is something wrong. It doesn't change who you are, but it's a wound that can be dealt with. The healing can take place. The future can go back to what you need it to be if you take care of your wound. And this applies to both traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, definitely in the fact that, you know, these types of injuries are very widely misunderstood because it's a hidden wound. It's not easily to say like, oh, that person's injured because they don't have a leg. So it's hard to understand sometimes. But, you know, post-traumatic stress is a very normal reaction to an abnormal situation. It's not normal to be faced with those types of high-stress traumatic environments. So, no, it doesn't change who the person is that has it. You know, we always encourage the veterans here that, you know, instead of looking at their post-traumatic stress as an everyday disorder, that it's an opportunity for growth, you know, and they can overcome some of the challenges that they have when they recognize their signs and symptoms and be able to help self-regulate.
And that is the bottom line. Folks, if you or someone you know has these symptoms, yes, I support Eisenhower Center. I think they are the cutting-edge people who are doing it, but there's lots of good treatment out there. The important thing is to get treatment. Don't try to suck it up and do it yourself. There's treatment available, and it's not because there's something wrong with you as a human being. It's because you've been injured. And, Laura, I love your point. You can grow through everything. The only thing we have to do is keep learning. We have to keep growing. Laura, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate your sharing that insight.
Absolutely, sir. It's always a pleasure, and I definitely appreciate the opportunity to be able to share the message today. So thank you.
Well, here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. Retired Army Captain Gary Rose of Huntsville, Alabama, will receive the nation's highest military honor for his actions in Vietnam. He'll receive the Medal of Honor from President Trump during a White House ceremony on October 23rd. The medal was awarded for extraordinary heroism in action in Vietnam while serving as a medic for a company-sized exploitation force, 5th Special Forces Group Airborne. On the 12th of September 1970, his company was engaged by a well-armed hostile force. Enemy B-40 rockets and mortar rounds rained while the foe sprayed the area with small arms, automatic fire, and machine gun, wounding many and forcing everyone to seek cover. One ally was unable to reach protective shelter due to his weakened condition. Sergeant Rose, braving bullet-infested fire zone, sprinted 50 meters to his downed comrade's side. The sergeant then used his own body to protect the casualty from further injury while treating the wounds. After stopping the blood flow, Sergeant Rose carried the man back through the bullet-ridden zone to protective cover. As the belligerents accelerated their attack, Sergeant Rose continued to disregard his own safety as he ran from casualty to casualty, administering emergency first aid. Suddenly, a B-40 rocket impacted just near him and knocked him from his feet, inflicting many wounds on his body. Ignoring his own pain, Rose struggled to his feet and continued to administer medical treatment to the other injured soldiers. As night approached, the order was given to dig defensive slit trenches. So Sergeant Rose, his own wounds not yet treated, worked tirelessly to dig many trenches for the severely injured who were unable to dig their own, stopping only when all the casualties had been placed in safe positions. All through the night and into the next day, the foe pounded them with a continuous barrage of rockets and mortars. Despite the deadly volleys falling around him, Rose displayed a calm professionalism as he administered medical treatment to countless men. Two were so severely wounded they would have died without his vigilant care. and finally the company was successfully extracted from the embattled area by helicopter support ships. Sergeant Rose, though tired and wounded, refused evacuation until all other casualties were safely out of the area. Wow. So stand tall, Captain Gary Rose. Front Lines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour critiquing the Ken Burns documentary on the Vietnam War with retired Army First Sergeant and Vietnam vet Glenn Hamey. Then we'll talk Service Academy football. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. So this is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, go outside and run some wind sprints. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. And finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com. That's EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right travel rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America when piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief. Your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are getting close to health care. We'll come up in the early to mid part of next year. We're going to have a vote. I think we already have the votes. We feel confident we have the votes.
President Trump speaking to reporters about health care among a wide variety of issues, but he also took a shot at former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who said she supported NFL players kneeling and disrespecting the anthem.
And if Hillary Clinton actually made the statement that in a form sitting down during the playing of our great national anthem is not disrespectful, then I fully understand why she didn't win.
The president also has to find a new nominee for drug czar, as GOP Representative Tom Marino, Pennsylvania, has pulled his name out of consideration. Trump called Marino a fine man and a great congressman and reluctantly accepted his decision to withdraw from the nomination. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God. not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org.